every now and then, we need to feel blind rage. Every now and then, we need to set aside political affiliations, religious adherence, and historical context, and to just feel overwhelming, uncomplicated horror, grief, and devastation. Every now and then, we need to simply feel for a man who we didn't know, who lived halfway around the world, and he was murdered in the cruelest manner whilst he begged for his life. I can't breathe. There is no nuance that surrounds the death of George Floyd. There is no claim that the police thought he was armed, that he was endangering anyone, or that he was set to escape from custody. There is no doubt the cause of his death in the autopsy, and there is no doubting that the police officer who had him on the ground with his knee pressed into his neck hadn't heard him as he pleaded to be able to live. I can't breathe. The outrage that followed the death of George Floyd should be all of ours. Even if the U.S. police force is not our own, even if we have never been to the United States, and even if we have a multitude of problems to deal with in our very own imperfect country. The outrage should be ours, even if we are white whilst he is black, even if we are Jewish while he is not, and even if we can think of examples of times when no one cared when one of ours was targeted. The outrage should be ours, even if we don't like some of the behavior of the protesters, and even if we are suspicious and distrustful of Antifa. It should be ours simply because we are human, and the failure to feel for the fellow person is to lack humanity. I can't breathe. The death of George Floyd ignited the reaction it did because it was about so much more than one evil man and his victim. It sparked the rage that it did because finally it presented an unambiguous example of what many have been feeling and claiming for so long, that racism exists and that it is deadly. It might be true that Jews are targeted in anti-Semitic attacks and that the reaction is often subdued. It might be true that many turn a blind eye when acts of terror are carried out against Jews in Israel. And it might be true that very few seem to care when the same terrorists and their families receive financial reward for their actions. And the more they have hurt, the greater the reward. But it is not relevant. Because when a man begs for his life, while another stands above him and crushes him because he is black, there is no amount of rationalization that should allow us to be able to think away the pain that we should feel. And when the rage spills over, we don't need to agree or to like everything about it, so long as we don't forget what ignited it in the first place. I'm Howard Feldman, and I can't breathe.